Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline.
And today, Angeline, we're going to be talking about food, glorious food.
My favorite.
Isn't it great? Food's
thing
good.
In the world.
I like food.
Ooh, you
I
know
like
what?
It in my tummy.
Do
and
you?
In my mouth and mm-hmm. on my plate and even on my TV.
You like to watch
food
cooking shows?
Well, I like some of those food travel shows.
Mm.
And the cooking's good, although I can't cook,
no.
So it just makes me think, gosh, I wish I could cook.
Either.
Anyways, one day.
Yeah.
How about you? Are you a big food fan?
Yes, I love food.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
like, actually, Canadian food.
Canadian food.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one, because a lot of people know, you know, Japanese, Italian, French, Chinese food. Canadian food. Give us some good examples of Canadian food.
We really only have, like, four things.
Well, they're all great.
Okay, well, there's mm-hmm. poutine.
Poutine, French fries with cheese and gravy.
Gravy, that's my favorite. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Nanaimo bar.
Nanaimo bars. Chocolate bars, basically, your mom mm-hmm. can make at home.
And
they're
you don't even...
fantastic.
You don't even need an oven.
You don't even need an oven.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they're really, really good. Nanaimo bars. Okay, what else?
There's something from Quebec,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep. French,
like a
French
meat.
Canadian. Food tortiere.
Ah.
It's kind of a meat pie. And the French Canadians also have another pie. It's a dessert pie.
Mm.
And as a kid, I heard the name of this and
yep.
I thought, that is the greatest idea ever. You know what it's called?
What?
Sugar pie.
Sugar. So.
No fruit. Forget about the cherries and the. Let's just put sugar
in the
and pie. Sugar pie.
Is the sugar in the pie or
it's
on
just
top of
sugar.
The pie?
It's
just sugar.
It's like sugar and butter in a pie.
Mm.
It's really good.
That sounds very sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds like I might get diabetes if I eat that pie.
Probably not very good for you,
yeah.
but it's delicious. You'll die young but happy, which
Ooh.
Is probably not good. But anyway, let's take a look at our article, shall we? We're
mm-hmm.
reading about food's greatest hits. Let's check it out, then we'll be back to chat.
Reading. Food's greatest hits. TLC's hit show, Food's Greatest Hits, takes a closer look at some of the world's most famous dishes. In addition to discussing the history of these foods, chefs do their best to put a twist on them. One episode deals with breakfast foods. For many people, breakfast wouldn't be complete without bacon. People began eating this smoky treat back in ancient Rome. In 17th century Europe, bacon was a dish for poor people because it was cheap and wouldn't go bad. Today, however, it's enjoyed by everyone. Improving this classic dish is a difficult task, but the chefs give it a try. They come up with a dish called When Pigs Fly, which features bacon slices served in four shot glasses. Each strip has a different topping: cinnamon, chocolate, fennel, and strawberry sauce. Although it might sound strange, many tasters agree that the dish takes bacon to another level.
Okay, so I have a feeling that I'm going to be really hungry after our show. Because
yeah.
we're talking about food today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what our article says. It says, TLC's hit show, Food's Greatest Hits, takes a closer look at some of the world's most famous dishes.
Hmm, interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Notice here we're using dishes to talk about food.
Mm.
Normally when you hear the word dish, you might be thinking about plates and bowls and things like that. We use that to talk about the things that we use to serve food on or eat food off. Have you done the dishes? I have to do the dishes. Oh, we need to get some dish soap.
Mm-hmm.
This is about washing cups and plates and things like that. But we can also use it just to talk about food, especially a specific food, all right? So a hamburger is a type of fast food style dish.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could talk about like gonggao jiding is a Chinese food dish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're not talking about the plate or the bowl, the food itself that's been prepared. It often has a name or something like that. Hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, these are some popular fast food dishes or types of food. Anyways, the article continues. In addition to discussing the history of these foods, chefs do their best to put a twist on them. Wow, interesting. Okay, so not only will we be talking about famous dishes, but chefs do their best to put a twist on them. So in addition to means also and plus. Okay, so we'll be talking about the food plus or in addition to some chefs will do their best to put a twist on them. A twist is a little change, right? So they'll make some classic foods, but change them in a slightly new, interesting way. And the chefs, it says, the people making it, the cooks, the people working in the kitchen making the food, do their best to do something interesting. Let's talk about do their best a little bit later, but tell us more about a chef.
Okay, so a chef is the person that cooks the food, okay?
Yeah.
But a chef is actually a professional cook.
Mm.
So when we talk about a person who cooks food, we say a cook.
Okay.
And then we talk about a chef, it's a professional chef.
So they've probably had some training and education in like a cooking school or a chef school.
Yes.
Interesting.
And they are the main cook of the restaurant or hotel.
Okay, that could also be the head chef if they're the boss of a team. I always say, you know, if your food is less than 300 or 400 NT, a cook made it. If your food is more than 500 NT, a chef made it.
Really?
Well, it does seem that if it's slightly more expensive, it's made by a chef.
That is true.
If it's slightly cheaper, it's made by a cook. But basically, it's a person whose job it is to make food. That's what they get paid to do. Mm-hmm. And if it's a chef, they're really quite trained and knowledgeable and kind of an expert in making food. And of course, chefs and cooks always do their best. To do one's best, do your best, do my best, do his best. It means just to do as good as you can. It's our shortcut for you, so let's check it out right now.
Shortcut for you.
Guess what?
What?
I just got chosen to try to shoot a basket in the big basketball game next week. If I do, I'll win 1 million NT dollars.
That's so exciting. Wait, don't you have to stand really far away from the basketball hoop?
Yes, I have to make the shot from the center of the court.
Wow. How are your basketball skills?
You know, I've only played once before.
I see. Well, you know what? Just do your best.
Oh, you really think I'm the best? You always support me.
Actually, that's not what I meant. Do your best means to try your hardest to do something.
Okay. So, do your best means 尽全力.
You got it. Hey, if you do win 1 million NT dollars, we should take a vacation together.
Yeah, if I'm rich, I'll do my best to try and schedule you in.
Yeah, so the chefs will be doing their best to put a twist on these classic foods. I mentioned twist, it's a little bit of a special change, right? Something like that?
Yes, it's an unexpected change, actually, okay?
Okay.
So when we put a twist on something, we make a change to something to make it a bit different.
Okay.
You mentioned this earlier. For example, I could sell traditional Chinese donuts or youtiao, and I can add a twist to them by dipping them into chocolate.
Something that isn't normally done with youtiao, and if you did it, it wouldn't be too strange, right? You're not dipping them in wasabi or something like that. It's something that people would enjoy, but also, ooh, hey, look at that. That's a little bit different. It's a little twist. Very, very cool. All right. Actually, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
youtiao
are you
going to
steal my idea?
Kind of like a churro, one of those Italian or Mexican straight donuts. Anyways, let's get back to the article. Next sentence says, one episode deals with breakfast foods. All right. So an episode, here we're not talking about food, we're talking about TV shows. So this is a TV show word. Let's say you're talking about a popular series like The X-Files or Game of Thrones or Friends or something. One show is 30 minutes or 1 hour long. That is one episode. All right, so there might be a series. That's Game of Thrones is the series. But Game of Thrones, show number one, that is one episode. Many shows will show a new episode every week, right? So if you put on your favorite show at 8 o'clock on Monday evening, they'll have one episode. It'll go from 8 to 9, and then there'll be another show, another episode of a different show or a different series. So one episode is just one unit of a television show.
Mm-hmm. And it usually connects, like the story between the episodes connects. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we say something A deals with something else B.
Oh, how this episode deals with breakfast food.
Yes.
Okay.
We are saying A is about B, or A is about that subject.
Okay.
For example, Adele's songs often deal with the subject of heartbreak.
Okay, that's what they're often about, right? It deals with. So, like, this newspaper article deals with changes in the government or something like that. That's the topic, the subject. That's what it's all about. Interesting. Next in the article, it says, for many people, breakfast wouldn't be complete without bacon. All right. Yeah, lots of people, or for many people, lots of people, they love their bacon, and breakfast wouldn't be complete without it. If something wouldn't be complete, that means it wouldn't be finished. It wouldn't be fully done. It wouldn't be a real 100% breakfast without bacon. And here we have the word complete. Here we're using it as an adjective. If something is complete or has been completed, you can also use it as an adjective, meaning it's finished, it's done, it's over.
Okay, so let's look at the grammar pattern in this sentence. Again, the sentence says, breakfast wouldn't be complete without bacon. The pattern no, not, never, plus without, plus a noun or a verb, ing, means that A cannot happen without B. For example, Rachel never leaves the house without her cell phone.
Okay, back in the article, what do we learn about bacon? Well, we learn this. It says people began eating this smoky treat back in ancient Rome. Really? Bacon's been around that long. Amazing.
Wow.
We call it a smoky treat because bacon actually is smoked pork, right? It's cooked early on by using a smoking process, which basically means you cut the meat probably into thin strips, you hang it in a room, and then you burn smoke, or you burn wood, I should say, very slowly, not so there's fire, just so there's smoke. And the smoke sort of cooks the meat. We would use the verb, it cures the meat, which helps protect it from bacteria and from going bad. And it gives it that smoky flavor, a flavor of smoke. You can smoke lots of things, but meat, fish, things like that are very, very common. And we also see that it was started in ancient Rome. Wow, that's pretty interesting. Ancient is another word for us to look at this for this article. It's spelled A-N-C-I-E-N-T. A-N-C-I-E-N-T. Ancient is very, very old. Probably more than 1,000 years old. So when we talk about ancient Rome, this is the time when Rome was a very powerful place and, you know, they had gladiators and all that type of stuff. Ancient Greece was the time when, you know, great people like Socrates or Aristotle were still alive. All very, very long time ago. If something's ancient, yeah, it's super old.
Okay, let's give them an example sentence for the word ancient. Ancient Egyptians lived and farmed along the Nile River because it was the only land that could be farmed.
That's right. Ancient Egypt, that was around 4,500 BC or BCE.
Christ.
So that's like 6,000, 7,000 years ago. That's ancient. There's a good example. All right, let's move on and learn more about the history of bacon. In 17th century Europe, bacon was a dish for poor people because it was cheap and wouldn't go bad. Wow, very interesting. So this is not ancient. This is going back around 400 years to 17th century Europe. That's the 1600s, of course. And back then, bacon was something that wasn't something that rich people would eat. It was for poor people because it was cheap. It wasn't the best part of the pig, and it wouldn't go bad. You could keep it for a long time. That's probably because it was smoked.
Right. And then our article says, today, however, it's enjoyed by everyone.
Well, everyone except vegetarians.
Yes, that's true.
They don't eat bacon. And Jewish people, because it's pork. And Muslim people, because it's pork. And people who are, anyways, it's enjoyed by lots of people these days, especially at breakfast. Now, here's an interesting sentence that I never really thought of. It says, improving this classic dish is a difficult task, but the chefs give it a try. The chefs will do their best, as we would say. So improving this dish is difficult. That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. Bacon's great already. How can you make bacon
better?
Right? And to make something better is to improve something. This verb is spelled improve, improve. And basically, yeah, it means to make something better. If you practice tennis, then you will improve yourself. You will improve your tennis playing skills. You will get better at something. For example, it took John 6 months of hard practice, but he really has improved as a violin player. A lot of practice makes a lot of improvement.
Good job. Okay, so we also see our fourth vocabulary word, classic. C-L-A-S-S-I-C. Classic. So a classic dish is one that is popular for a long time. For example, Monopoly is one of the most classic board games of all time.
Oh, it is a classic.
Mm-hmm. And the phrase, to give it a try, means to do something in order to find out what happens, or to find out if something is good. You know, when I first came to Taiwan and visited the night markets, there was always this really stinky smell.
Oh,
you
that
know
was
what
my feet.
No, you weren't there, though.
My feet. Okay, good.
And I would always ask what that was, uh-huh. And my friends, they'd say, that's stinky tofu.
Oh, stinky tofu, mm-hmm. Chotofu, yes.
And then they would say, you have to give it a try.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You have to try what of that course. Tastes like.
Yes.
It wasn't until many years later that I actually gave stinky tofu a try.
Okay, and mm-hmm. after you've now given it a try, would you give it another try? Would you try it again?
I'm picky with the stinky tofu that I eat
because
it can't smell.
It can't smell.
And it can't taste like the way that it smells.
So you
if that means.
Like tofu that's not stinky,
yeah, just
basically.
Fried tofu.
So you don't really like tofu stinky tofu very much.
But there are some stinky tofu at mm-hmm. night markets that don't
okay.
smell, and yeah. they still claim to be stinky tofu.
That so. Is true. That yeah. is true. And if you eat it with all of the other things, the vegetables, mm-hmm. it's really good. Mm. I really like stinky tofu. Anyway, so what do the chefs do when they try to improve on the classic dish of smoked bacon? Well, it says they come up with a dish called When Pigs Fly. That's the name of it. That's the name of the dish, When Pigs Fly. And it features bacon slices served in 4 shot glasses.
Hmm.
Very interesting. Very creative. And when you invent something, when you are creative, when you use your mind and talent to do something that no one's done before, we can use this phrase, come up with, all right? Hey, look, I came up with a new way of doing something, a new way of doing something that I invented, that I created, that I came up with.
Mm-hmm. Our fifth vocabulary word, slice.
Oh, okay.
S-L-I-C-E, slice. Well, a slice is a thin, flat piece of food cut from a larger piece. Mike mentioned earlier that bacon is smoked meat, and actually the meat comes from the back or the sides of a pig, and it's served in slices or strips. Okay, we don't take a whole chunk of meat.
Mm-mm.
Bacon isn't a chunk of meat, it's actually a slice, okay, a thin, flat piece. For example, the chef took the pizza out of the oven and cut it into 10 even slices.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. And what else do we have there? We also have 4 shot glasses. Yeah, that's how the bacon is served. It's mm-hmm. served into 4 shot glasses. A shot glass is basically a very small glass that is used for measuring or serving alcohol. If you're making cocktails, for example, you might use a shot glass. Most shot glasses really are very small. You wouldn't want to have a shot glass of water if you're thirsty, because it's only about 1 ounce.
Hmm.
It's only a few cc's of drink. But sometimes you serve alcohol or you measure alcohol into that. And I guess I could see how one, you know, thin strip of bacon would sit nicely in the shot glass. It's just an interesting way of serving the food to make it, you know, look attractive on your plate. So that's it. They just get some bacon, stick it in a shot glass and serve it?
And call it When Pigs Fly.
I'm not really impressed. That doesn't sound too creative.
No, well.
Oh, good. There's more to it than that.
Yes, our article says each strip has a different topping.
Oh.
Cinnamon, chocolate,
ooh.
Fennel,
ooh.
And strawberry sauce.
Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry with bacon.
Weird, eh?
That is a slightly weird one. All right.
Okay, well, we talked about bacon being served in slices or mm-hmm. strips.
Right.
So when we talk about a strip, S-T-R-I-P, strip, a strip of bacon, it's been cut into long, narrow pieces, okay? Like a strip of paper, like a receipt, is long and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or a strip of cloth, it's long and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example sentence for the word strip. The teacher cut the paper into strips and wrote her students' names on each one.
Okay. There's also that word stripe, which is S-T-R-I-P-E. Mm-hmm. A stripe is more just like a long, narrow band of color, mm-hmm. and a strip is just a long, narrow band of something. Mm-hmm. All right. So you could cut a strip of paper, color it red, and then stick it on another piece of paper, and then you would have a stripe of red or something like mm-hmm. that. So strip and stripe are very similar. They all always mean something long and narrow, but one is something that you might just color. Another one is something you might actually cut out and move around and have on its own, like a strip of bacon, all right? And in fact, if you look at a strip of bacon, it often has a stripe of fat.
It does,
and
yeah.
And white fat running through it, that long, narrow band of color through the bacon. Anyways, we talked there about toppings. I was wondering, this is just bacon in a glass. That's boring. No, there are toppings. A topping is sort of like a flavoring or another ingredient you add to a food, maybe later on in the cooking process, to give it a little bit of extra flavor, to give it a little bit of a twist. We talk about the things on a pizza as the toppings, okay? Pizza is usually just bread, tomato sauce, and cheese. You might call cheese a topping, but really the toppings would be the sausage, the hamburger, the bacon, the vegetables, the corn, all of those things that you put on top of your pizza. Those are the toppings. In the same way, when we make a big ice cream dessert, you might have chocolate sprinkles or Smarties or cherries or whipped cream. These are added to the basic ice cream. These extra things are the toppings.
Okay, so going back to our article, these strips of bacon have different toppings, like cinnamon, which is a sweet brown substance. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon is an ingredient that is common in desserts like apple pie, and people often sprinkle cinnamon powder into their cappuccino, right?
That's right.
And then there's that fennel.
Fennel, yeah. Right. Fennel is basically, it's a type of vegetable. Mm-hmm. It's often used as an herb, something to flavor food with. It says it's a little bit crunchy and slightly sweet. I'm trying to think of the last time I had fennel. I'm going to have to pay more attention for that on a menu. Anyways, back to the article. What does it say when we wrap up?
It says, although it might sound strange, many tasters agree that the dish takes bacon to another level.
Interesting. I've had chocolate-covered bacon.
Have you?
Yeah, but I've never had these other toppings. They do sound interesting. All right, that's it for us, but we'll be back with a little bit of a chat, so please do stick around for that. All right, our chat question is about your favorite food. What's your favorite food?
Okay, my favorite food is fried carrot cake.
Fried carrot cake.
Sounds weird, right?
Does sound weird, absolutely.
Well, it's from Singapore.
Okay.
And it's fried carrot cake is kind of like what you guys are familiar with, radish cake or
lo
bo gao.
Right,
Kind of like that, but instead they fry it. They make it into small little chunks and then they fry it with egg and chili, and they add some sauce to it.
Oh my gosh.
And it tastes really good.
Wow.
I can't really explain what it is, but you guys have to Google it.
That's cool.
Google an image of fried carrot cake.
I've never even heard of that one. That's a great choice. How about you guys? What's your favorite food? And do you know its history? Do you know its story, where it came from? Mm-hmm. Have a chat about that, and we'll be back with more really cool food tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Food's greatest hits. TLC's hit show, Food's Greatest Hits, takes a closer look at some of the world's most famous dishes. In addition to discussing the history of these foods, chefs do their best to put a twist on them. One episode deals with breakfast foods. For many people, breakfast wouldn't be complete without bacon. People began eating this smoky treat back in ancient Rome. In 17th century Europe, bacon was a dish for poor people because it was cheap and wouldn't go bad. Today, however, it's enjoyed by everyone. Improving this classic dish is a difficult task, but the chefs give it a try. They come up with a dish called When Pigs Fly, which features bacon slices served in four shot glasses. Each strip has a different topping: cinnamon, chocolate, fennel, and strawberry sauce.
Although it might sound strange, many tasters agree that the dish takes bacon to another level.
Vocabulary Review.
Complete. Dan's idea of a complete meal includes meat, vegetables, and either bread, rice, or pasta. Ancient. People in ancient Egypt made many large buildings to put their rulers in when they died. Improve. Adding some salt and pepper improved the dish's taste a lot. Classic. Ken likes to watch classic monster movies from the 1940s and 1950s, such as ones about Dracula or Frankenstein. Slice. Mary cut a slice of cheese and put it on her sandwich for lunch. Strip. Lisa used many strips of tape to wrap the Christmas present.